I think it's a very, very serious step by the department, by the minister, and by the management of the National, of the Coast Guard in Dublin to do this. I think, you know, there's been no thought put into the process. They just are banning blue lights with no plan B. At least if the Coast Guard management had to have a plan B where drivers, where people using emergency vehicles were able to go through some type of a test or some type of a, you know, course that would allow them to drive vehicles with blue lights, that would have been an option. But just to completely ban the use of blue lights and emergency vehicles for the Coast Guard, I think it's a very, very serious situation. It's a very serious situation for people in coastal areas, not just for in relation to the fishing sector or the marine sector, but also in relation to the health service, the ambulance, or the Coast Guard helicopter would come out on a regular basis times to pick up people with heart attacks and things like that, where the Coast Guard on the ground would help with that. So we are now making their journey from wherever it is a lot longer and probably a lot more dangerous, that they don't and can't have the facilities to use blue lights.
So do you think then, over the banning of the blue lights and consequent delays that could cause in getting to an emergency situation, do you feel like we might be facing a very serious situation that could be avoided, such as death?
Absolutely. I mean, look, well, you know yourself in relation to the Coast Guard, in relation to someone, especially if someone falls into the sea or someone is fallen off a pier or fallen off a cliff or in the water. I mean, we're talking minutes. We're talking survival and could be down to minutes. And now we've put one of the most important emergency services that we have around coastal areas or anywhere. I mean, the Coast Guard themselves should be a statutory organisation. It's absolutely ridiculous that the Coast Guard has been through from pillar to post, from department to department, and now they're in the Department of Transport with a minister who is incompetent to run the Department of Transport, not talk of running the Coast Guard. So I think there has to be serious questions asked. There has to be a serious look at where the Coast Guard is going, what the Coast Guard is doing, because it is, to me, in the same league as the ambulance, as the guards, as the fire brigade, and they are not being recognised as that. And I think it is really, really serious for the people, especially coastal areas, but also for everyone else, because no one knows when they would need those services. And now we have put the situation where it's going to take a lot longer to get to an incident. It's going to take a lot longer for them to get there. And that could mean, as you say, death. And I think that the Coast Guard seriously has to reconsider this or else put in place some type of procedures that drivers can be trained urgently in the use of using blue lights.